Welcome to the first ever call of its kind with some of the best recruiters in the network marketing industry. This call, Become a Master Prospector and Recruiter, begins now. Brian Carruthers has personally recruited over 1,400 people in his career, built a team of well over 300,000 distributors, and personally is still a top recruiter today. We will now turn the call over to our host, Mr. Brian Carruthers. Please go ahead, sir.
Well, thank you, operator, and good evening, everyone. I certainly appreciate and applaud all of you for setting your alarms and carving out time in your schedule to be on this conference call with us tonight. And again, like the operator said, this is Brian Carruthers. I've got some really, really strong content that I believe is going to help everyone to become a better prospector and also to be a better, more effective closer in the recruiting process. As we all know, that leveraged income is the way to go. You know, you're not trading your time for money. You're not a salesperson. You're a recruiter and a team builder. And the name of the game is getting people in the front door and moving them up your comp plan. And so my goal tonight is to share with you a way to make prospecting more fun. Because, frankly, when people get rejected, when you've got people that you recruit, and they go out there and they start talking to their friends and their family members and strangers, I mean, whether they're warm market or cold market, when they go out there and start approaching people, they encounter rejection. And rejection leads to paralysis. They get paralyzed. They fear rejection, and therefore they won't go out there and prospect anymore. I'm sure if you've been in the network marketing game for at least a few weeks, you've already experienced it. So what if we could eliminate some of that rejection and make the prospecting aspect more fun? And when something's more fun, it's more doable, and they'll do more exposures. Does that make sense? So the name of the game, you guys, is to help, now again, for you and for your team or future team, to help open up the prospect's minds so that they understand why they should listen to you. Now, there's a lot of components of this. You know, I wrote the book, Making My First $10 Million, about 2 years ago. And I'm going to share with you, I want to be very, very transparent and candid with you here tonight. I built a massive organization of over 300,000 people prior to this book being written. I was going out and doing it the old-fashioned way, the hard way of going out and talking to somebody. Hey, do you keep your income options open? Or if the money was right and if it could fit in your schedule, would you be open to looking at a business opportunity? The different opening lines I've used for well over almost two decades. And I would immediately invite them to watch a DVD or listen to a CD or watch a website video or come out to a briefing or come to a luncheon. So I was using the different tools and events to show a presentation to them. But the name of the game was to get them to find out if they're open to looking, and then they would look. But most of the people that I talked to were not open to look. So what if we could actually, if we talk to 100 prospects and only 10 are willing to look? What if we can talk to 100 prospects and 40 are willing to look? Because they have a reason to look. Because something was shared with them that got them to understand two things. Number one, they've been repelling money their whole lives without realizing it. They're not attracting money, they're repelling money. Now, if you read the book, Making My First $10 Million, you understand what I'm talking about there. The money is the root of all evil thing that's been messing with their mind subconsciously their entire lives. So we get them to realize, I've got to stop repelling and start attracting money. Number two, we get them to realize they've got to stop being leveraged at a job and start having leveraged income. They need to build a business that's got leverage working in their favor. And once we get them through that part of the book, then I basically share the overwhelming objection that most everybody's going to get many, many times a week, which is, oh, that sounds like a pyramid. Oh, that sounds like a scam. And I share in the book how I personally said the same thing, thought the same thing, and the person that shared the response back to me that stopped me in my tracks. And you guys, if you've ever heard me train before, you know I'm not a man that's at a loss for words. I'm pretty good at just flowing out of the mouth, right? But when he overcame that objection by relating network marketing to my own family's real estate business and said, hey, if it sounds like making money off of other people is a scam, and I guess we need to call the regulators because your family real estate business needs to be shut down. And at that point, boom, I was shut up. I was shut up forever, and I realized network marketing is the best form of entrepreneurialism and capitalism that exists anywhere. And then at the end of the book, I say, hey, look, if this is resonating with you, get back to the person who invited you to read this book, and they can share with you the kind of business we're talking about that has leveraged income. And so that's pretty much the name of the game, you guys, is to use the book as a door opener. Instead of getting the stiff arm, the Heisman in your face when you're trying to talk to a prospect, what if the prospect is able to read a book that's generic? It's not a company propaganda. It's not a company piece. It's not literature on your business. It's always immediately seen and deemed as sales material or as a sales pitch or a recruiting pitch. You know, there's a reason why people are just getting numb to it. They don't want to hear about another one of those deals. But when somebody, I'll give you guys an example, by the way. When I was at the airport out in California getting ready to get picked up and go to my hotel to go speak out there, and a gentleman was there to help me pick up my bags and take me to the car. And so we were looking for my bags, and they weren't coming out for a long time. And so I reached into my briefcase, and I pulled out one of the Making My First 10 books. And I stuck it on the conveyor belt for the baggage carousel. And as it went around, I looked over at the guy who was, the guy on my team that was waiting to pick, looking for my bags with me. And I said, hey, watch this. And it goes around, and it comes back around, makes a full lap, and there's a lady at the very, very edge of the, at the very, end of the conveyor belt. She was dressed out, she was dressed to the tens. Louis Vuitton, Gucci shoes, her hair done perfectly, jewelry, Rolex, you can tell she's doing well, whatever she's doing. And she looks down, and she sees my book, the green book with $100 bill stacks on the front of it. She reaches down, and she picks it up. And I nudge my guy. I'm like, look, check this out. And so she looks at it. She starts flipping through it for a second, looks over her left shoulder, looks over her right shoulder, and then slips it into her Louis Vuitton bag. Now, if that was one of my company brochures or my company DVD, do you think she would have been like, oh, man, I'm going to try to get over on somebody. I'm going to try to sneak away with somebody's sales material? Of course not. She would have thrown it back down. It would have been garbage. But because it was a book about money, making millions of dollars, she thought, man, this is amazing. And she took it with her. And I've done that several times. And so my point, you guys, is that your prospects are going to be more interested in reading this book than they will checking out our company propaganda. Once they read the book, now the iron is red hot. Then we strike while it's hot and invite them to check out our presentation, whether it be a tool or whether it be an event. The name of the game is you open the door of receptivity in their mind, and then you walk in broad shoulders into that room to share with them your business opportunity. So here's the thing. You need to have tools for the time. When I say you have to have the right tool for the right time, is that, if you're talking to somebody at the gas station and they're getting ready to drive away, I will typically use my company CD and get them to immediately pop the CD in their car and go listen to it while they drive away. So sometimes a CD is my tool of choice. But most of the time, whether I'm on an airplane and I can give somebody the book to read, or I'm at a restaurant and somebody's waiting on their food to come and they can read it while they're sitting there, if they're going to work, they can actually take the book to work, and while they're eating their lunch at work, whatever, they can, whether they're at their desk and daydreaming anyway, they can read the book. So the book can be read in so many different ways. So it is a tool of choice, quite frankly, most of the time for me. Now, let me share with you guys a very special example of why my mentor was able to successfully convince me that tools are everything. He said, whoever can move the most tools into the marketplace will make the most money. Okay, and I'm not just talking about this particular book as a tool. Any tool, okay? He said, Brian, here's the bottom line. AOL became the number one ISP in the country of the United States. Not because they had very well-trained, fancy salespeople knocking on people's doors and convincing people to sign up for an AOL email account. But rather, they fired CDs into our mailboxes. Do you ever remember getting an AOL CD, 10, 15 years ago? You remember getting two? Remember getting 10? 20? I mean, I don't know about you. I got 50 of them. I never even popped one in. I used them on my desk and my coffee table as coasters, right? I never used a CD. I never signed up for an AOL account. But millions and millions of people did. And they became the number one internet service provider in America because they flooded the marketplace with tools. And the tools did the talking. Matter of fact, they didn't even follow up. They flooded the market, and some people did, some people didn't. Now, in our business, We want to make sure that we're getting the tools flooded in the marketplace, but we always want to also try to make sure we have the ability to follow up ourselves, because exposure is everything, but fortune is in the follow-up. We need to make sure that we follow up. Sometimes I will get a phone call from somebody who gets my number out of the back of the book. I put a sticker in there, and they'll call me up sometime. And some of you guys on the call, you're going to be hearing from some folks in a few minutes, that they've probably had that happen a few times as well. But typically, we have to be the ones that call them up and ask them, hey, what did you like about what you read in the book? What did you like best? You engage. It's a conversation starter. It's a mind opener and a conversation starter. Now that you've got something in common to talk about what you got from the book, about what they got from the book, when they say something that they like, you feel felt down on how you feel. I felt the same way when I read it. Here's what I found, and here's what's going on in my business, and that leveraged income is amazing. So the name of the game is, again, making sure that you get these tools into the marketplace. Now, if you go out there and get two of them out a day, that's 50 of them a month. If you're doing 25 days of prospecting a month, that's 50 a month. What if you got 50 of them out a month, and what if your teammates each got 50 out a month? You look at the size of your team, and you can do the math. I mean, if there's just 10 of you doing it, that's 500 proper door-opening exposures for your business. You're not doing more than two a day, but you're still getting 500 exposed into the marketplace. And if you do this right, even if you don't recruit 20% or even 10%, even if you've got 5% of them, 5% of 500 is 25 new recruits. So you've got 10 people that are active in your business right now, and the next month you add 25 more, you went from 10 to 35 people on your team. You tripled your team in a month. Now, some people might say, well, that sounds too good to be true. I've been working my business for a long time, and I'm not recruiting that many people. I'm not recruiting 25 people in a month for my team. Well, look, you can latch on. You know, in my book, I call it Don't Drag Your Past Forward. If you've not been successful to this point, does that mean that you have to rule out that kind of success in the future? Because the people you're going to hear from on the call tonight, these top recruiters and people that are having wild success in their teams, they don't have a limited mindset like that. They understand that tools are the great equalizer. They understand that a tool, a third-party tool, will allow a dud to recruit a stud. A 20-year-old college student can recruit a 50-year-old business owner. See, we always need to recruit up, because if you're on a scale of 1 to 10, you might be a 10. You might be super sharp. But if you recruit a 5, guess what? They're probably going to recruit a 5 on their list, and a 5 on their list is a 2.5 to yours. And if that 2.5 recruits a 5 on their list, now that's a 1.25 to yours. Next thing you know, you're going to have a whole team of people that can't even tie their own shoe because everybody's recruiting down instead of recruiting up. So what you're going to find is making my first 10 million is going to allow you to recruit up. It's going to get the attention because it's a successful story. It's not a rags-to-riches story. There's tons of those in network marketing. Matter of fact, I would say more than half the people that I know that are making 6 and 7 figures a year in network marketing were making less than $50,000 a year before they got started up in this industry. But there's still a whole lot of other people that are the opposite. That might they were doing well already. They were already successful entrepreneurs. I was already making a six-figure income in my real estate career. And I share that in the book. I came from a family that had money. I was already doing well in my own career. And then I was introduced to network marketing as I saw it as a better way. And that story is going to all resonate with the successful prospects. Now your team is going to be empowered to go talk to sharper people. Won't it be amazing when your team is recruiting better quality people? They come out to events dressed well. They can speak well. They're not afraid to do a presentation. They're not afraid to start training their team when they're coming on board. So I just want you guys to be thinking about all the hidden values that I'm trying to bring to the limelight right now. Okay? But you also need to make sure that you make the tool a habit. You know, you can't just go out and give. It's not 7 apples on Sunday keeps the doctor away. It's an apple a day keeps the doctor away. It's not 20 books given out in a day, and then you don't do anything for the next 2 weeks. You got to make it a habit, an ongoing thing. The magic in network marketing happens when you get a large number of people doing a few simple activities over an extended period of time. That's a quote right out of the book, Building an Empire. I want you guys to always think about getting a lot of people doing a few simple activities, like just getting the tools out over an extended period of time. That's the magic. Now, I've got some different ways I'm going to share with you on how to get the books out. to people that you know, to people that you don't know, and how to get it to people on the list of the people that are on your team, okay? But before that, let me just do this, because I can sit here and train. I can train all night. But I think that facts tell, stories sell. I want you all to be sold on what I'm sharing with you is real. And I've asked some very successful recruiters and people that are growing very, very fast-paced growing teams from all across the industry. We've got people from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different companies on here. So I want to have them share with you real quickly, just 60 seconds apiece, a story about how they're using Making My First $10 Million to be able to actually get these books to recruit people for them. So the first one I want to go out to is, let's go up to Canada first, and let's hear from a good friend, Mr. Adam Green. Adam, you on?
Hey, Brian.
Thanks, sir.
Well, I love carrying them because it's very hard to find tools that can easily fit in men's pockets, and so the size of the book makes it easy to stick in a suit pocket, a back of your pants, and as you know, lots of networkers are always traveling, so I actually just got back from Vegas today, and so I was able to introduce someone right on this afternoon with the Making My First $10 Million book. I was able to read it in front of them and naturally stimulate conversation, find out more about them, and then leave them with a copy of the book, collecting contact info to follow up in the next few days, in the immediate follow-up, of course. But I love to have them always on me when I'm traveling, and I like to dress to impress as a younger guy. And so often you'll have people ask what you do, and when you get into that conversation, you've now got a tool that you can then introduce them to our business model in a simple and duplicable fashion.
And Adam, before you go, in the last year, what are your team's recruiting numbers gone on a monthly basis from what to what?
Oh, well, we're recruiting over 3,000 people a month currently, and our group has tripled in size in the past 12 months.
Awesome. Congratulations, Adam. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Let's go out to Mr. Nicholas Wolf, out in California.
Hello, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, just real quickly, what was great for me with regards to the book is, I have success in companies prior, but when I got involved to work with my company, I just found that in the beginning, when you were just exactly like you said, when you were giving out the company's information, people just get a little standoffish. But with this book, I would literally give them the book and I'd say, do me a favor, check this out and just tell me what you think. I had no, I wasn't looking for anything. And at the end, what was great is they'd always say, yeah, I like this. This is opening my mind. What do you have in mind? And what I love about that is last year alone, personally, I had probably 40% of the people that I found were from starting with this book. And a lot of time I just follow up after. So I give out the book and then, I say, hey, what'd you like best? What'd you think about that? And then the great part about it is their minds are open now, as opposed to them, coming at them at a certain angle, or they're thinking I have something to sell them or something. So, yeah, I definitely highly encourage, like the last gentleman said, to have it on you and be prepared. And don't just do 20 in a day. Make sure you give them out regular, and it's part of your daily routine.
And, Nick, before you're done, last year, how many people did you personally recruit in your business last year?
106 person last year and almost about 600 in the last 5 years.
Awesome. And about how many of last year's personal recruits came after they read the Making My First 10?
44 of them exactly. From just reading that first, were opened up their mind and then came into the business.
All right. You just gave me goosebumps. Awesome. Thank you, Nick. Let's go out to Mr. Brandon Samaniego.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Carruthers. And, for my wife and I, it's, coming from a corporate background, losing a six-figure corporate position, it really, number one, worked on our mindset. For us, as a marketplace leader, it's allowed us to, number one, understand that we need to track money through our mind versus repel it. Number two, it has really allowed individuals to understand the profession of network marketing. Number three, how powerful the form of leverage income is. So for us, as individuals, you know, we are doing two things with it. Number one, it's a move along marketing material for us to open up the minds of those prospects, because we know once we can, you know, reprogram their mind, we can help them create massive success. And number two, it has allowed us to really create leadership and duplication both in the English and Hispanic market because of that book, sir, and allow folks to understand that this is a profession, and we can get thousands of these books moved throughout the marketplace to create nothing but leaders after leaders because of the power of this book and what we're doing when it comes to recruiting and developing, sir. So that's what it has done for us, and we're very excited for this book, and it's such an easy but powerful read for anybody and everybody in this profession to use it as one of their top marketing materials. So I appreciate you, sir, and I'll hand the call back to you.
Awesome. Thank you, Brandon. And by the way, he did mention we also have it in Spanish. So if you're trying, if you have a Spanish opportunity with your company, you're trying to recruit into that market, it's certainly very, very helpful for that. And you also made a great point, Brandon, as far as it's a fast read. If somebody gave me a book years ago, like a regular book, 100, 200 pages, I would never have time to read it. But the fact is, a tiny little booklet that's literally 15 minutes if they're a slow reader, it's not intimidating. It will get read. So great, great point. Let's go out to Mr. Gary Bledsoe. You there?
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Can you hear me okay?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I just want to say, you know, touching on the point that the other speaker spoke about, they're completely correct. It is an easy read. It's 32 pages long. That's nothing. I mean, you can read that in a couple of minutes. And, you know, my story is interesting. The way I use the book is I'm constantly always making sure that I shorten the learning curve of every prospect that I talk to, because a lot of times people don't understand how money works, the leverage of money, how multi-level marketing works, how network marketing works. They don't understand the structure and how it helps other people help other people. And when the more you help someone, you start making money. So what the book does, it explains to them in detail, in my opinion, in detail, how that structure works and how you can use that power of leverage to be able to, you know, build a massive income and also help them build a massive income. So I had a young lady who I went to expose my opportunity to, and she flat out told me, no, I'm not interested. She was, you know, distasteful to the network marketing industry. She was in it before. She had a lot of failures. She didn't do well. So I said, okay, no problem. I didn't just send her a link. I didn't just tell her to visit a website. What I did was I did something a little bit different. I had her address, and I said, I'm going to send you something. I want you to get it. When you get it, I want you to read it. She read the book, and immediately, right after she read the book, once she received it in the mail, she gave me a call, and she said, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe the story that's in here. This is unbelievable. And then right away, I sent it to my website, and she went to a webinar. She liked what she saw, and she joined right away and has been on fire ever since. So it's a wonderful book, and I tell everybody, make sure you use it, always have it, and just make sure you're always giving it out.
Oh, man. Goosebumps again with Gary. That's awesome. Great, great story. And if it happens once, it'll happen again. And by the way, before we get into a couple more here, I want to let everybody know, I was going to say it at the end of the call. I'm going to work it in here as well. These books, they're $3 when you get one. But as you get more, they get cheaper. And you get a box of 100 of them, it's only $100. Now let's go out to Mr. Kevin Moeller.
Hey, Mr. Crothers, appreciate you having me on. I tell you, you know, I've been around the industry for a number of years, coming up on a decade pretty soon. And this is by far the most versatile tool that I use, because people don't need a CD player, a DVD player, a computer, internet, phone signal. It doesn't matter. They can get to it quickly. Non-readers like it because you can read it in even just about 10, 15 minutes. I mail it across the country for 70 cents, so it's very affordable to get out nationwide to build a business, you know, from coast to coast or abroad. And, you know, it's so easy to pique interest with the book. Instead of, you know, really talking about your company or your product or your opportunity, you can talk about a book. And, you know, I tell people, I really promote the book, which has led to our massive recruiting, you know, saying I've learned more about, you know, about money with this short book than I ever learned in college or outside of college, which makes it so powerful. And I'll give you two examples. I got in an accident, lady rear-ended my BMW. I took it to the shop, had a guy from a car rental company rented me a car. And we were talking about just business in general because he started the DJ business. And I said, man, you know, I wish somebody would have told me when I was really looking into businesses about this book. Read this book and let me know what you think. I think it'll really help you. And by the way, when you call me, what number would you call me from? I got his information. He's absolutely on fire. The first comment out of his mouth was, I need to find a leveraged income. And I said, well, you know what? I actually work with a business where we can get you that. And then last but not least, when you asked me to be a testimonial on this call, instead of telling you a story that happened before, I wanted to actually create one in the last 20 minutes. I had a friend of mine on Facebook was not interested in looking at a business with me because he thought it was a network marketing company. I just sent him a message that, hey, man, I have a killer book that is super short. I thought about you when I read it. You got to see this. It's called Making My First $10 Million. I'll mail you a copy. What's your mailing address? And he just sent me his mailing address. And I know if he looks at this, he'll love it because here's the fact. Most people would want to be a part of our industry if they understood it. So this book is the best tool to get people to understand our industry. And once they understand our industry, they'll look at your company. So I love it, Mr. Carruthers. I'll turn it back over to you.
Awesome, awesome. And by the way, this is awesome, having these great recruiters on here, because it just gives me another talking point. So here we go. Kevin's, you know, not only sharing stories of how he's been using it, just tonight, getting online, getting on Facebook, and getting somebody's mailing address. It's so much easier to pump up the excitement about somebody getting a book about money from you rather than pitching them on your opportunity. They don't want to pitch, but they'll take a book. So if you can get on Facebook private messaging, or you can do text messaging. Matter of fact, just literally about a month ago at our Super Saturday event, I took 20 minutes during the event, and I asked everybody in the room, okay, I asked everybody in the room to get out their phone and text people to get their mailing address because they had something that they wanted to send to them. You know, so you can say, hey, I got the most incredible book about money. What's your mailing address? I'm going to send you one. And you can just get people on your team to just be mad texting. They can text 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 people while they're watching your favorite TV show on their couch. Get these mailing addresses, and boom, they're firing off these books. And then they have somebody 3 days later to follow up with and pitch them on the business. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Let's go out to Cosme Hernandez.
Yes, Mr. Carruthers, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sure.
All right, fantastic. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be able to share a little bit of how I've been able to use this tool. And actually, prior to this tool being in place, I found myself stressed of people, or trying to convince people, or trying to help them educate about the network marketing model. And what I actually used to do is I actually used to try to encourage people to, obviously there's other, like you mentioned earlier, there's other network marketing books out there that do educate about the profession, but they're typically very expensive. They're over 100 pages long. And what I continue to find is that most people are just really not readers. Most people don't read. So when I started introducing this book to my prospects, because it's so short, just like the other leaders had alluded to, it's so short that even those people who may not like to read books, it's because it's so short, they're going to read it within 10 to 15 minutes, and they'll be able to comprehend the network marketing model, which is amazing. So the quick story I wanted to share is that this past week, I was working on a prospect. I shared with him some company information. I shared with him. He went out to one of our company events, and he really had an interest, but he didn't have interest in building a team or nor recruiting. He just had interest in just marketing the product, marketing the service, and that's kind of what he wanted to do. So what I did is I gave him as an assignment, I basically said, you know, I know exactly how you feel. I actually felt the same way when I first, you know, took a look at the info. I just kind of wanted to focus on just marketing the service. I didn't really understand the whole, you know, recruiting. I just didn't feel comfortable doing that. But what I found is that through this book that I'm going to give you, if you can just, read this book on your way home or at home, and then when we check in tomorrow, you know, we can start working forward. So the next day when I checked in with this gentleman, he said, I'm all in. How can I build a massive team? Because now I understand the network marketing model. So with that, Mr. Carruthers, I'll turn it back over to you.
Awesome. So, and by the way, let me give you another training tip before I go after the last couple stories. In my Building an Empire book, I've got a chapter in there on page 168, and I call it 10 packing. And it's basically you can take your new recruit or any person in your entire downline, whether they're brand new that you just recruited or whether they've been around for a while. They've got a list of people they're probably not contacting. And your new recruits, they might quit before they even go out and talk to their first 10. So my mentor years ago, he said, Brian, never leave your financial future into the hands of anybody else. And so what he meant by that is get your recruits list of their contacts and have them put a star next to the top 10 and you call them. But what? Here's a different idea. Here's a different angle on it. What if you get the top 10 list off of everyone that you bring into your downline? And either A, get them to send out the book, and then you get the phone number and you call them. So they do the sending, which is, it takes nothing. They just put it in an envelope, put a stamp on it, and shoot it off. And then you follow up with a phone call 3 days later. So they send, you call, or you get the name and number and addresses, and you send, and then you call. But either way, I call it 10 packing. If I recruit somebody, I'm going to get to their top 10 because they're probably not going to contact their top 10. They're going to talk to the brokest and hungriest and probably not even hungry. They're going to go recruit down. I want to use their list, and I want to recruit the people on their chicken list. And that's the easiest way to do that. And by the way, I just before we keep going here, anybody that's been on my blog on fostermentor.com, I also, for anybody that's on this call tonight, I've got a special free gift that we're going to put out there. So if you go to, you have to go to this particular link, Foster Mentor, like foster parent, but fostermentor.com/free gift. And there's something in there that you want to give to every one of your new recruits to anchor them in the business. There's going to be a couple other things we're going to be adding to that gift as well. So again, go there to fostermentor.com/free gift. And grab that. Now let's go out to a few last people here. Let's go to Mr. Nathan Bourne.
Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for having me on the call. Excited to spend a few moments with you. And I'll tell you, this book is awesome. I don't understand how I ever was able to build my business without it. It's one of those things, kind of like when you find a new product that you're like, how did I ever live without this thing? And it really just does the job that is so important of sorting. And we know that in our profession, that professionals sort while amateurs convince. And we get caught up often convincing. Even when you've gotten to a high level of success, you still will find yourself convincing because you believe so much in what you do. But we know that this is a game of flipping over cards, and every deck of cards has four aces. So we've got to go through those cards to get to the aces. And what I love about this book is it filters it for us. And I'll tell you a quick story. This past week, I ran into a sharp gentleman, and a quick tip for those of you that are using the book, have it on you at all times. I don't go anywhere without that book. Most often, I wear a blazer of some sort, and I keep it right in my left pocket all the time, or I have it in my back pocket. I always have it on me because any environment that you're in, it's suitable. You could be in a church, and it would be appropriate to give somebody that book after church. It would be inappropriate to give somebody a DVD from your company. That would seem like you were soliciting or something. And what's great about this book is not only is it appropriate in any environment, but it also does the sorting for you. So I ran into this sharp gentleman, built a little rapport with him, did what I always do, and said, hey, I'd like to give you something. Check out this book. It was actually written by a mentor of mine. He's one of the top money earners in the industry that I work with, and I'd love for you to read it. It's actually about how he made his first $10 million. And he was lit up. He said, wow, that sounds great. I gave him the book, and I simply got his information. I shot him a text, as I always do, said, hey, it was nice to meet you. Look, enjoy the book, you know, or enjoy the book. Talk to you soon. Well, the next day I followed up with him, and he read the book. Now, let me just stop right there. I have passed out these books many, many times. And about 3 months ago, I was heading into a networking event, and truthfully, I hadn't read the book in months. It had been months before I read it. I had some time to kill, and I read the book. Now, I'd read it before, but when I read it that time, it blew my mind how good it was. It's like when you read a good book a second time, and I went, man, everybody needs to read this book. And I thought this. I thought, if somebody reads this book and they don't want to get involved in our industry, they're an idiot. And I'm not going to waste any more time with them. And I mean that jokingly, but I do believe that. And it really kind of built my belief again as I reread the book. Well, to go back to that story, I really thought that this guy would be in. He was dressed sharp. He was super, you know, pleasant. And he read the book, and he said he wasn't interested. And I thought to myself, isn't that interesting? And I realized, wait a second, the tool did the work, and at this time, he just simply doesn't get it. Either he didn't read the book, which I believe he did, or he just doesn't get it. I'll follow up with him. But in the past, I would have probably set a sit-down with that person. I would have went through the entire plan, maybe brought him out to an event, spent several hours working on them when they really weren't the right fit in the first place. So use the book get the book, get it in your team's hands, and lead with that book. It will set the stage, and even those that don't get it, it will make it so you don't waste your time with them, which is just as important as finding the people that do get it. So thank you so much, Mr. Carruthers, for having me on the line.
Awesome. Appreciate that, Nathan. And by the way, let me share something with you. Kevin Moeller mastered this. You heard from a little bit ago. How do you get somebody's phone number? So if you're at a gas station, you're talking to a prospect, and you give them the book, what are you going to say to them? All right, here's what you're typically going to say. Hey, so, John, I want you to read this book, and you're going to love it. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to talk to you afterwards. Give me your number so I can harass you for the rest of your life. Now, that's not what you're saying, but that's pretty much what they're hearing. They're hearing, hey, you want my number because you want to hound me and try to sell me something? So they don't like to give out their number, okay? You're not coming from a position of strength there. You're basically begging them for the number. But instead, what if you say, hey, John, I'm glad we got a chance to meet, and I really want you to take a look at this book. This book is the best book I've ever read about money. It's so short and sweet, but it's gonna knock your socks off. And by the way, and I pull my phone out, and I would say, so, John, when you call me back so we can discuss the book, what number are you going to call me from? Because I don't take calls from people I don't know. The totally different, it completely reverses the posture. And now John, your prospect that you just met, that stranger, is now going to feel like he's special. Like you're going to take the call from him because he's now made it into your phone. He's made it into the green light list, right? So again, so John, what number are you going to call me from? Because I don't take calls from people I don't know. And by the way, there's a video on fostermentor.com on the blog that actually you can watch me do that. A couple more stories. Let's go out to California and hear from Sally Hassan.
Hi, Brian. Mr. Carruthers, can you hear me?
Sure can.
Great. Well, I just want to share that this is an amazing book, and here's what I believe. I believe that if you are prospecting without this book, what you're doing is the same as going into back in the past to an old Western town where they drive by horse and buggy, and you drive in a DeLorean and you're saying, please, please, please look at my vehicle. It's a better vehicle. And people look at you like you're crazy, because out there in the world, most people think the only vehicle to survival and income is a job. And we go in and we try and show them our vehicle when their concept is horse and buggy. It's a job. If you have a gap between where you are and where you want to be, you go get a different job. And so they're not open to anything we have to say. And here's where I love the book, is the book positions to open their minds, to give them a look at a different way that they had never considered. And honestly, if you're trying to go promote your company or your product or your service without first positioning this book, then you're in the old West with the DeLorean and all the people in your horse and buggy. But when you do this first and have them read the book, now when you're talking to them in your follow-up, you can just ask them, hey, is there a gap between where you are and where you want to be? And how's your vehicle working? And did you see the value of this vehicle and the power of it? And then what you can do is you can then share your product. You can then share your service. You can then share your company. But the work of opening the mind's been done for you. And I love the concept that was just shared. If it doesn't open their minds, you just saved yourself so much time. And so not only is it a great sorter, but it's a phenomenal educating. And it is a benign education. It's not where people feel like you're trying to educate them because you have an agenda to pitch them. No. It's like you're educating them. Then you're asking them if they have a gap. And then you're asking them, do they want a new vehicle? And then you're seeing if your vehicle is a fit for them. It is such a respectful way. And what I love is no matter what happens, we are truly bringing value to the human race. We are opening minds. Maybe they don't get it the first time around. We still send a little sliver of light that can enable them to improve and live such a different life. And so it's an amazing, amazing tool. I can't thank you enough, Mr. Carruthers, for making it available at this deep discount. And I got to tell you, I'm so excited with what you just shared about the top 10 and the 10-pack that at our next Super Saturday, I'm going to, in our circle up, invite the first 100 names, addresses, and phone numbers that the team gives me, the first 100, that I will personally send the book to their prospect and follow up. So I am super excited. Thank you so much for that idea and for all you do. Back to you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And by the way, we've got some more training content to come, but I've got some other top recruiters. I want you all to hear the ways that they're using this, so please hang tight. Let's go out to Mr. Ted Ma out in California.
Well, thank you, Mr. Carruthers. Appreciate this call, all the nuggets of wisdom that was dropped by yourself and the other presenters. And yeah, I've been using the Making My First 10 Million book for over a year now. I had a lot of success with it as well as the team. And we know a tool is only as good as the value that we place on it. One of the things I've really appreciated about it is it allows me to not have so much of the recruiting approach where people feel like I'm the hunter and they're the prey, but more of the farmer approach where we're building a relationship, it's education-based. And if you ask folks a question like, hey, are you interested in learning more about making money? Are you interested in building wealth? And then share a book that is a valuable resource, not just to get involved in a business venture with you, but really to help educate them. We know financial education is something that's not taught in schools, and here we have an amazing book that we can share with them. And I love using the approach of saying, hey, if I give you this book, will you read it? And so instead of just handing it out as if there's no value to it, oh, here's some information, here, read this, to a prospect saying, hey, listen, if I give you something that was one of the most powerful books I've ever read about money and something we know and have heard is so much more digestible in 15 minutes or less versus there's great books by authors like Robert Kiyosaki and so forth, but that takes hours to read. This book can be read in 10 to 15 minutes, and because of that, the door of receptivity is something I found that prospects are typically very open to learning more about. I had a gentleman coming back from a trip, and I was eating at his restaurant. I said, hey, listen, are you the proprietor of the establishment? He said, yeah. I said, great. I'd like to share with you a book about money that I found is one of the most powerful reads I've ever encountered. If I give you a copy, would you read it? And of course, the answer was yes, and we're able to exchange contact information, followed up with him, a couple more exposures, brought him on as a new recruit only about a week later. Now, his organization has brought on several recruits and made a few dozen sales just from the fact that it started off with the book to pique his interest. Same thing happened. I was at a Panera Bread, met a gentleman who was a small business owner, has a car dealership. I said, listen, you're an entrepreneur. I'm sure you could appreciate a book about wealth and about leveraged income. If I give you a gift, and that's another approach I use, hey, this is a gift that I'm giving you. It's not just a book, but this is a gift. So if I give you a gift, are you open to receiving a gift? And he's like, yeah, absolutely. What kind of gift? Well, hey, it's a book about wealth, a book about financial principles that are not taught in college. I went to business school here in California. I wasn't taught the principles that are taught in this book. So if I give you this gift, would you read it? Great. When can we follow up? Set the appointment. I got him on board about a week later as a brand new recruit in my organization. So very excited about the book. And one other tip that I would give all of our networkers on the line, make sure you get these in the hands of your new associates as well. So, yeah, we want to teach so folks are not only getting it in their prospects' hands, but it's amazing where a new distributor in network marketing, the shift in their mindset that happens when they read a book and really understand what they're a part of and the difference of a legitimate network marketing opportunity versus a pyramid scheme, so they're better equipped to handle that objection from their prospect and pay it forward by getting more 10 million books in the hands of people that they expose. With that, Mr. Carruthers, back to you.
Great, great stuff. If I would you, that is a great, great opener. Now let's go out to Mr. John Abbott.
Mr. Carruthers, can you hear me clearly, sir?
Sure can.
Awesome. Well, I just be really quick. I use the number one reason I love the book is it's absolutely economical. I mean, it's $1 a book. Most company tools that I've seen are $3, $4, $5, $6 or more. So this one's just very valuable and it's duplicatable throughout my organization. I use the book a little bit differently. I do a lot of meetings, one-on-ones, a lot of home meetings and things like that. And I'm only one person, so I can only, I typically will close one or two people. But what I make sure is, especially if I have a meeting with 5-10 people, I'll make sure I get the book in everybody's hands. And I'll just tell them, listen, if I give you this book, would you read it tonight? And I would love to call you tomorrow and just talk to you a little bit about it. And, they're absolutely. So just it gives me a reason to be able to follow up with them the next day and have them answer my phone call, so that I can go ahead and book and sort very, very, very quickly. I absolutely love using it, especially in bigger meetings where I'll focus on one or two people, but I'll make sure that I'm able to at least set something up with the other 5, 6, 7, 8 or more by giving them that book and scheduling a time to be able to call them the next day. It just gives me, allows me to be able to have my schedule busy the next day. I love the book because of that, sir. So that's all that I have.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. And we've got a few more left. I also want to remind you, when you go to makingmyfirst10million.com, and that's where you order these, and you can get the discount on them that we're talking about. And, you, and by the way, stock up. Get 500, get 1,000, get 10,000 if you run meetings with big teams and so forth, but, so you can have a big training around it and get everybody flood in the market for the next 90 days. But I do want to point out that there's a viral marketing tab on the top. And if you go to the viral page, there's a specific thing that you can use on a sticker to stick in, inside the front cover of the booklet before you start handing them out. Because, you know, if you gave somebody your company tool, a brochure or a CD or DVD, they're typically going to check it out. If they check it out, if they do, they're typically going to be done with it and throw it away when they're done with it. And they don't save your business card. They don't save your material. They just don't do it. People don't do it. But a book about money, a generic book about money and wealth building, they will typically keep it. But if you put a little sticker in the front that says, hey, look, can you pay this forward and share this with somebody that you want to impact their life, the whole pay it forward concept, this book can grow legs, and it can actually, one book that you paid a buck for can literally, you know, be read by multiple prospects for that one book, well, $1. Let's go out to Mr. Mike Podick in Arizona.
Hey, Mr. Brothers, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Awesome. I appreciate you having me on the call. You know, a lot of the other trainers have talked about this, but for me, I was introduced to the network marketing industry through Robert Kiyosaki. I was actually a real estate investor, and I had spent, you know, tens of thousands of dollars on classes and reading books and all sorts of things like that, and that opened my mind up to the industry. I honestly wish somebody had given me this book before I had spent that much money, because this book in a prospect's hands does in 15 minutes what it took me a year or more of education and classes and so on to really understand and get network marketing. I like using this book in long-distance packages. I send these out all over the country to prospects. Recently, I sent this to a prospect, and he read the book, and it opened his mind up. Previous to that, he wasn't really interested in looking at my website. He didn't get on a conference call, but when I sent him this book, he read it and was so excited that he popped in the DVD that I also included in that packet, and called me back about an hour later and said, I'm in, I'm so excited. And in a 10-day period, he has rank advanced in our company and is now passing out the books himself. So, you know, I'll just say, look, for 100 books, if I get 100 books into the marketplace, if I get one recruit out of that in my company, I've doubled my money. And then if that one recruit goes out and does the same thing, I've more than quadrupled my money. It's by far the best investment I've ever found, and I appreciate you having me on the call tonight. Thank you again for your leadership.
Awesome. Great, great stories, Mike, and great insights. Let's go out to Mr. Jim Shelby, St. Louis.
Well, hello, Mr. Carruthers. I really don't have anything to say after everything that's been said, because everybody capitalized on what you really wanted us to say on this call here. But I did, as I was listening to you talk about things, I remember as a kid when the AOL discs would come, and all my friends, we'd take the discs out and we'd use them as frisbees in our neighborhood. And that kind of there's a point to my story here. The point is this. I think a lot of times our company materials are treated that way, and I'm going to make a confession here. Not every prospect gets the Making My First 10 Million book. You know, I think recruiting is a process, but it also requires some instincts, and sometimes you have to guess what the best tool is, like you mentioned earlier. So sometimes they're going to get a DVD. Sometimes they're going to get a CD or a website link. Sometimes they're going to get the book. But what I will tell you is every single recruit gets a copy of the book. I think it was Ted Ma that was talking about making sure that the people on your team have the book. So let me kind of bring this full circle real quick and end with a story. The AOL discs, to me, had no value, and they did get thrown away, and they did get damaged. And sometimes the CDs and the DVDs and the material that we pass out that has our company logo on it have no value. But the book, as you mentioned, has value. People will keep it. I had a young lady that I sat down with. She was recruited with a DVD, and she decided to come on board, and she was excited about it. And before we left the meeting, I handed her this book, and she said, what's this? I said, this is my gift to you. You need to be prepared to understand what's about to happen in your life, because this business is going to change you, and this book will change the way the information reaches you. So by the time she got home from that initial meeting after she had signed up and was met with parents that were suspicious, parents that were questioning, parents that maybe didn't grow up with the mindset that you put into this book, she was prepared to deal with the objection that came from someone so close to home, literally. So for me, recruiting is a process, and it's not just about signing people up and what tool to use, but it's about using all the tools to make sure that they're engaged, prepared, and inoculated against what some of the negativities around the network marketing industry. You know, people will attack, and your new associates are very vulnerable to that. Your new distributors are vulnerable to that, and this book is probably the best tool, regardless of company or content, that people can use to prepare themselves and protect their business. So a lot of people use it as a recruiting tool. I use it as a sustaining tool, and that's all I have this evening. Thanks for having me on the call.
Awesome. And we got one more person, and we're going to wrap up the call here. And before, real quick, let's go out to Mr. Alex Shahid down in Alabama.
Mr. Carruthers, can you hear me?
Sure can.
Awesome. Great speaker so far. I felt like I've just learned so much on this call, and I appreciate being a part of it. And, you know, I feel like everybody's looking for money, but sometimes it feels awkward to ask, you know, to go up to people with a company specific and say, hey, are you open to making more money, or do you need to make more money? And I'm great at talking with people, but I find sometimes that when in the back of my mind I have that I'm going to be exposing to my business, I get a little nervous, it feels awkward. Sometimes it's like the lion on the hunt. You know, you want to wait till the impala leaves the crowd before you chase it down, and you're just waiting for that right time when maybe they're not around their friends or they're not around other people because you don't want them to hear, you know, what they're talking about because they might be embarrassed, you know, that they're looking for more money. And I found that one time I actually went to the gym. Well, I go to the gym often, but I handed a money book to a person working at the front desk, and I simply asked them, hey, do you like money? And they said, yeah, and I said, man, I got a great book that you're going to love to read then. And I pulled it out, and I said, it's about a mentor of mine making his first $10 million. He's made more since then, but some of the philosophies that he used to make that. And he says, great, I appreciate that. Several other people were actually around at this time because when I'm giving out the money book, I don't feel like I have to chase the impala. I don't mind sharing it in front of other people because, you know, sharing money with people is not an awkward subject for me. So the people that were around actually said, hey, do you have another one of those books? I want to learn how to make $10 million. And so it was interesting to me. I've you know, been in my company for about 4 years, and I've given out all kind of tools and paraphernalia on my company, but nobody's ever said, oh, yeah, give me one of those too. It was like, you know, almost getting the stiff arm there. But it was just so unique to me. And then about a week or so later, I committed the cardinal sin. I didn't follow up immediately. And that person actually approached me when I was at the gym and said, hey, you remember that money book you gave me? I'm really interested. I want to learn more. So I invited him out to a company event, and they actually came, looked at the information, and signed up. And it was just amazing to me the fact that I really never said anything about what I do or how I do it, but just simply asked them if they like money. Took a look at the book, and I was able to be more of a fisher than a hunter. And so I appreciate you publishing that book and having me on the call.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Alex. And that's all of our stories for tonight. And let me just wrap up by sharing with you a few last nuggets here. Again, for anybody that has not read the book, certainly go grab one. If you don't trust that the last several, all of these top recruiters in their respective network marketing companies, many different companies represented here, if you don't trust them, then go get one, read it, and then you'll get it. As a matter of fact, I would encourage you to read it often because the more you read it, the more you're going to believe in the message. It's going to give you a better posture when you're out there looking to talk to prospects, and it's going to allow you to say the right thing. When they say, hey, I like this about the book, you say, I know how you feel. I felt the same way when I read it. Matter of fact, I just read it again recently. And so, again, go to makingmyfirst10million.com. There's a video on how to use the book. There's a video on how to actually make it a viral book so that your prospects will give it to other prospects for you. And, again, the name of the game is whoever moves the most tools into the marketplace will make the most money. This is not just about you. When you ever read my book, Building an Empire, which, by the way, if you don't have that book, definitely go get it. One book is all you need. You don't need multiple copies. It's not a prospecting book. The training book, buildinganempirebook.com. All kinds of great information in there on how to be a great recruiter, but also a great team builder. Because if you go do these books and you do it well and you recruit a bunch of people, it's all about scale and duplication. You've got to be able to scale it so you have unlimited number of people that are out there able to do the same thing, duplicating your efforts. Would you want to recruit 5 people a month? I recruited 10 people a month for 10 straight years. I know how to recruit, and I can teach you how to recruit, but I'm going to teach you how to teach people how to recruit. Again, I don't want you listening as a student. I want you to listen as a teacher. When you start working on your business, not just in it, don't just be a recruiter and a salesperson. Go out there and teach others. Get them convinced to follow suit. And again, the magic of network marketing is getting a large number of people to do a few simple things consistently over an extended period of time with a good attitude. So I hope that everybody is excited about what you're learning. Go to fostermentor.com/free gift and grab the gift that I've given to you on there. Makingmyfirst10million.com is where you're going to be able to get these books. And I look forward to hearing some great results. If you go out there and get some great recruiting efforts and it turns into some recruits, then what I would like for you to do is let me know. Shoot me a message on Facebook or shoot me an email and let me know. And if we do another one of these calls in a few months, I want to have you sharing your story in front of the world. Have a great night, everybody. God bless you. Take care.